Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, yes. Listen to those beautiful soul sounds. A little psychedelic soul from the great state of Texas. That's a brand new band called the Black Pumas. And the founder and guitarist of the band is joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show. It's our old buddy, Adrian Quesada. How you doing, AQ?
What's going on, my man? How y'all doing?
Man, doing great. It's great to have you on. You know, we've had you on once before. Unfortunately, it was after Prince passed away because you had experience playing with him and got your insight on this. But, man, the Black Pumas are becoming a big deal, and you guys are coming in town this weekend to play the Homegrown Festival on Sunday afternoon. We figured it'd be a great time to catch up with you. So let's just jump right in and tell us what the new band is all about.
Yeah, so Black Pumas is a collaboration between myself and Eric Burton, amazing singer, songwriter, who originally is from L.A. A couple of years ago, I actually had some downtime. I started kind of writing some kind of soul-leaning music. I'm not a singer, you know, at all. Nobody wants to hear me sing. But I hit a wall where I had, you know, probably 15 songs. And was sitting on them, so I had a couple of friends come in and play these instrumentals, and I just thought, well, you know, I'll figure something out to do with these. And started putting the feelers out for somebody to, you know, with no pressure. I had no intention of starting a band. As you know, that's the last thing I need to do is start another band. But, you know, put the feelers out. Could never, you know, a bunch of people were throwing recommendations out and could never really find the right person. You know, I was like, I just wanted to be totally a throwback soul thing, even though I love that, you know, a lot of those bands that are out now, but I just didn't want it to be that. And after a few months of sitting on the songs, I had coffee with this producer friend of mine in the neighborhood, and he was picking my brain on some things. I picked his brain, and then on the way out I was like, oh, you know what, actually, I was like, do you know anybody that, you know, I've been in Austin for a while, so I know a lot of the musicians and singers and people working musicians here. But I just didn't know, like, that I had the right voice in. And then he was like, oh, yeah, there's this guy, Eric Burton. You got to check him out. As soon as I heard Eric, was like, oh, man, that's the dude. And then, you know, he called me. I sent him some songs. He called me one day and sang on the phone. I was like, oh, man, this guy's bananas, first of all, and bananas for calling me and singing on the phone, which is, a win-win all around. So anyways, Eric and I started working on some songs. Still didn't know what we were going to do with it. You know, two songs, which was the single Black Moon Rising and Fire, were done the first day. And then, you know, we hit 5 songs, we hit 10 songs, we hit 13 or 14, and we were both looking at each other like, man, this is too good to not make it a thing, you know. So that became Black Pumas.
I love it. And Adrian, you guys are blowing up, and it's happening so fast. We're super proud, obviously, of knowing you and seeing this rise. And we're not surprised knowing how talented you are. But that said, I'm super curious about, okay, you come up with some great music. You're like, damn, all right, this is good. All right, if we're going to do this, we need a band name. How do you come about, what is the process for naming a cool band? And then how did you land on Black Pumas?
Okay, so normally I'm terrible with that kind of thing. It's normally not my wheelhouse. Flashback to a few years ago, a friend of mine, I have a studio in Austin called Electric Deluxe Recorders, and a friend of mine had done some logo work for me, and I had just come back from Mexico City, and I had just visited some pyramids down there and kind of got obsessed with jaguars. You know, it's kind of a big part of the imagery down there, and came back with all these cool jaguar heads and this one kind of a flute that you blow into that's off a jaguar head. The day I got back and was obsessed with my jaguars, my friend sends the logos, and they're all jaguars, and it was like the most serendipitous thing in the world. So I was like, oh my god, this is meant to be, because I seriously never communicated to him that, like, my newest obsession was jungle cats. So when coming up with a name, before you know, Eric and I really kind of made it official. In my head, I thought, man, I want to run with, like, the Jungle Cat theme. So Eric and I just, you know, I just wrote down a bunch of, you know, names off of Jungle Cats, even working with, like, species names and things. Just kind of went down that rabbit hole. What I liked about black pumas is that there is no such thing as a black puma. A black puma would actually be a panther. So there was little bit of mystique to that, and the name just sounds dope. So we both of us texted back and forth a lot, and then we both landed on that one. Like, that's it. You know
that's cool too, because Ben and I were talking about that before the show, and I was like, well, you know, AQ is a hip hop producer. He's worked with Bavu Blakes. He's a guitarist. He's a soul musician. His band Grupo Fantasma won Grammys in the Latin category. You've done so many different cool things. But I was like, oh, that's got to be a reference to like some black Clyde Puma sneakers. But
you know what's funny enough. I'm holding out for I'm in it for the free sneakers. We haven't approached Pumas yet, but I'm hoping for some free fives for sure.
All right, listen, we're friends with God Sham God of the Mavericks, and he's got a Puma deal. We'll put it all together. We can make that happen.
Make it happen, man.
Okay, so the song we want to play here is Fire. You guys released it about a month or so ago, and I love it. I love it. We played it on the show on we were playing some new music. I got a lot of good feedback on it. So we're going to play it here, but before we play it, tell us a little bit about the song and what's behind it.
Yeah, so Fire was, Fire and Black Moon Rising, Eric and I put those down, I think, the first day we met in the studio. You know, it's like the fire was there, man. But that was the first song Eric sang on the phone for me. He called and was singing over the phone. I could hardly hear it, but I could just tell there was some fire there, no pun intended. But, it was originally recorded here. I got a chance to work with an amazing drummer named J.J. Johnson out of Austin, Texas. Played with John Mayer at some point. He plays with Tedeschi Trucks Band, Derek Trucks, and Susan Tedeschi. But had him on here, and I feel like his drum playing was a big part of that. I went through, when trying to kind of find inspiration for these songs, you know, I've always listened to a lot of soul music, but honestly enough, I felt like a lot of my inspiration, the light bulbs were really going off when I was listening to Ghostface Killah. I remember going for a run one morning and heard some Ghostface, and just his choice of, you know, songs, samples and tracks that he picks, and the way that he kind of reinterprets soul, reimagined soul music was kind of a big inspiration. So that a lot of those early songs were inspired more by Ghostface Killah than any original soul music.
Well, I love that. I can hear it. Now let's let our listeners hear it. Here is the Black Pumas and Fire. All right, there you go. That's a little taste of Fire by the Black Pumas. Okay, so you guys have a full-length album come out, and you got a label deal and all that, right?
Yeah, we do. It's coming out on ATO Records at some point this summer.
Wow, congrats. And then we can tell everybody that they can go and see you guys on Sunday at Homegrown Festival in downtown Dallas. That's pretty incredible. I tell you what, I know you're at the studio. We would love to talk to Eric a little bit. So you mind handing the phone over?
Yeah, let me grab him. Give me 1 minute.
Beautiful.
Hello, hello.
Eric Burton, what's up?
What's going on? Who may I ask am I speaking to?
You're talking to the world-famous Ben and Skin Show on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and we're telling everybody here in the DFW to check you guys out on Sunday.
Yo, what's up, Ben and Skin? Eric B. here from Black Pumas. How you guys feeling?
Man, we're feeling great. And we've known Adrian for a long time, but he said a lot of nice things about you, so no pressure, but you got to live up to the hype. I want to get your impressions and your version of what the Black Pumas are.
Okay. Well, my version and an impression of what we are is probably going to be reflective of what Adrian said, man. It's kind of like, man, you know what? I feel like we're like the Mario Brothers. I'm a 90s kid, so I think of things in weird ways, pop culturally wise. It's like just perfect melding of worlds from, you know, soul and Latin to hip-hop and folk. We like to tell a good story. We like to jam out to great rhythm structures and just vibe out together, man. It's like I come from a family of performing artists and writers, and before coming here to Austin, I was doing a lot of performing on the Santa Monica Pier in California, where I kind of like cut my teeth and, you know, got some thick skin and learned how to songwrite and kind of attract attention, you know, effortlessly, hopefully is how we, is reflected on stage with Adrian. Black Pumas is kind of like this interesting thing, man. It's like there's so many different colors. Like I heard someone in California call it like a perfect balance between like Ghostface Killah and like James Brown, you know.
Wow.
I don't know how people are calling it, but it's definitely a different thing for me as represented as psychedelic soul.
Wow. Okay, so he was telling us that you blew him away on the phone. Like early on in this process, you were digging some of the instrumentals or one of them in particular, and you started singing some concepts to him over the phone. Do you remember that?
I do, man. I remember that, and I remember my girlfriend being like, "Who are you singing to over the phone?" I feel like she thought I was singing to another girl. Or something. I was like, "No, this is Adrian Quesada," and it's funny because before that had happened, Adrian had hit me up, and you know, I'd had people reaching out before Adrian, and you know, a lot of people I just didn't vibe with or didn't find as serious. And so I kind of started falling off of, like, you know, hitting people back promptly and punctually. So it had actually been like a week or so before I had contacted Adrian back. And my roommates were like, dude, that's Adrian Quesada. Hit that guy back. You know what I mean? So ended up hitting Adrian back. And he sent me that our new single, Fire, the track to that. And I was completely blown away. As soon as I put it in, and I had to hit him up. I'm the kind of guy, like, I live my life at 100 all day long. And when I heard that song and I started coming up with melodies and lyrical ideas, I'm like, dude, I'm hitting this guy up. He's going to think I'm crazy, but I'm calling him, and he's got to hear this. So, you know.
I love it. So I love the story. I love the story, yeah. And I love the description. And that's why I want to put you on the spot right now and say, would you sing something to us right now? Anything.
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, like
okay, maybe you guys want to hear a line from Fire?
Yeah, dude, we'd love that. That would be an honor.
All right, cool. Let's see if you guys can hear it. I've got a song on my heart, babe. She keeps me grooving, steady grooving. Love her on my mind, child. Keeps me wanting, steady wanting more. There's a fire called a fireman. If you're in pain, baby, call a doctor. Don't be afraid to say I need you. I will understand. Vincent Scans, shout out, man.
Ah, yes, dude, that was incredible. Now we know what was going through his mind. He was like, yes, this is the guy. Man,
yeah,
I'm gonna.
Man, it was a cool thing. Yeah, definitely. And you know what, guys? Man, we appreciate the love, and you know, I'm kissing up now because Adrian told me that this is a sports show, so I'm trying to get tickets, man. Honestly, I'm trying to get to the game, man.
I tell you what, if you guys come and blow the doors off on Sunday at Homegrown Festival, there will be people lining up to give you stuff. So before we let you go, Eric, give us a quick idea of why people should come see you guys on Sunday.
Well, if you guys come and check us out on Sunday, what you'll see is just a perfect reflection of yourself. When we hit the stage, we try to be as honest as possible. None of that fake stuff. You know, we are real dudes that live real lives, that go through real things. And, you know, as artists, it's our job to kind of reciprocate these things to the public so that, you know, you guys can look at us, be vulnerable, and reflect on that within yourself. So, you know. Come see us to get to know yourself a little bit better. How about
Heck
that?
Yeah, that sounds
Ooh,
good.
I like
baby.
That.
That sounds real good. Well, we will be there. Eric, thanks for the time. Tell AQ thank you for us, and we hope to see you Sunday.
We will, man. Bring some Dallas tickets, bro.
Done.
All right, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, God. Black Pumas, baby. Whoop. Dude, I was nervous to ask him that, to sing on the spot, because it's not really a cool thing to do to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured they were in the studio, and the story tied back to him selling his partner on how good he was, or how much he was passionate about the music by singing over the phone. Thought, what the hell? And he crushed
it. I'm glad you asked. That was the best part of the interview. Awesome, awesome stuff, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.